This is firefighter Raphael Porriette for Firehouse Subs, introducing the new Firehouse Pub Steak Sub with savory steak, crispy fried onions, and our rich Belgian beer cheese sauce. On tap for a limited time. Order yours at firehousesubs.com today. Remember, a portion of every sub you buy helps provide life-saving equipment for first responders. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Limited time only, plus tax. Participating locations. Firehouse Subs will donate a minimum of $1 million in 2018 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.13% of every purchase.
Calling all podcasters, musicians, vloggers, and reporters, and everyone else who wants crystal clear recording that's super portable. The Shure Motive family of microphones makes studio quality audio that's as simple as plug and play. Many of the world's top podcasters rely on Shure, and with a Motive line of iOS and USB microphones, portability is now your friend. Imagine being able to get great audio quickly and easily from your phone, tablet, or computer. Simply visit Shure.com/motive to start getting great audio for your content now. That's Shure.com/MOTIV.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to News on the Flip Side, Thursday's edition. I hope y'all are having a great day today. It's Christmas, the 12 days to Christmas. Today would be my mom's birthday, so that's how I know it's the 12 days of Christmas. She was actually born on Friday the 13th. Can you believe that? I know. No, she passed just recently, yeah, so I'm very savvy. We're not going to get into that tonight. All kind of stuff going on in news, all kind of crazy rants all over the place. From crazy Trump to crazy Maxine Waters to crazy, Nancy Pelosi. Yeah, she's a nutcase. Chuck Schumer, a whole bunch of them. I mean, it's crazy. It is. There's just so much stuff going on to keep up with. And so much of it is just garbage. Most of it, about 80% of what I see today is just people attacking the president or attacking the country. Stupidity and people who don't even care. Like what's that dumb broad? What's that Morning Joe guy? The one he cheated with, he screwed his wife over to get the ugly blonde. What's her name? Oh, I can't think of her name. She's an idiot. She almost as dumb as Pelosi. Now I see why Joe wanted his other wife must have been intelligent. That's probably why they ended up in a divorce. Yeah, because she probably asked questions like, "What are you doing? You no good piece of you know what." Gee, that's what I'm thinking. I'm pretty sure that's how that went down. Well, there really is a lot that goes on and a lot to keep up with. I'm going to make sure everybody's watching us on YouTube so you can come catch us over at YouTube. I'm a little late tonight. It was on Dr. J's show. He's over there on the some network, L&M. Yeah, it took me a second to remember. No, I've done a couple interviews over there before. No, they're okay people. I'm not personally against them. They seem like nice, everyday kind of people. I try not to fight it with other radio stations. It's just a waste of time. Well, there's several that I've tried to over the years. It's just, to me, it's a waste of time. I really just can't get into it. Yeah, look, y'all got to stop hitting me with them goofy things, man. That's enough of it. Oh, I'm getting spam, people. Y'all taking and making me crazy in the news now. I know what's going on. Yeah, just because y'all want to see the news go crazy for a change. But you can catch us. I was just letting everybody know you can catch us on YouTube or on Spreaker or on all the other networks outbound that you catch us on from other people that carry us, including the overseas networks and some of the U.S. networks that spread around. So and remember, you can come watch me and make funny faces and stuff. Well, I enjoyed the show. I had a good show with Dr. J, and we talked about a lot of stuff. Y'all should go check it out. It'll be archived later. Y'all can listen to it and tell me what you think about it. A lot of stuff going on, people. And anyway, so let's get into the news. Well, it's like this one right here. Let's start off with this one over here. Let's slide over so y'all can see it. Police department nationwide sent scrambling by flood of email bomb threats. Yeah, well, somebody went around and collected all the department's emails, different department's emails, and wrote one letter and sent it out to them all. Well, we do that. It's email list off of not bomb threats. I mean, sending out massive emails with information, yeah. Unless they're really, really, really good nerd, they're going to get caught. Oh, you can do it without getting caught, but we just don't know if these people can do it without getting caught. I guess we'll have to wait and see. There's a lot of this crap going on. I mean, the country is just there's so much liberal hate. I mean, liberals are just doing so much hating now. I mean, that's all you see in the news. It's all they do is hate. If they're not hating on Trump, they're hating on something else, but they just hate. I mean, it's like they forgot how to be normal. You know, it's like that Drew Sorrells guy or his old lady. Every time I hear them speak, it's hate. They're hating on someone, and they lie a lot. I seen someone today said, oh, the only thing Trump ever gave to his followers, what, 800 times as much as Obama did? I mean, he's already – and this is a fact. They showed what Obama did in 8 years and what Trump's done in two. He's already outperformed Obama in just 2 years. Hell, they're saying he's catching up with Trump. I mean, with Bush. Because he's a businessman. Businessmen believe in getting things done, not letting shit drag on for 4 and 5 and 6 years. Yeah, it's retarded how it works. A lot of stuff. Ooh. Shop till you drop. Well, I do a lot of online shopping. I don't mind going to get malls and stuff. I'm not like, scared of the malls. I like going to malls, actually. It's Christmas time. You see the Christmas decorations and everything's going, look. See, ho-ho. There's ho-ho right there. The tree back there. That's not the real tree, but that's the, you know, baby tree. When I finish putting my other tree up, I'll show y'all. Well, this year we've been doing things late, and we go back and forth. Like, last 3 years, we had a 10-foot tree inside, but it was artificial. Beautiful tree. And the real trees were outside. This year, it's going to be the other way around. Real tree, I got a 10-foot tree for inside, and the other trees are on outside. Mm-hmm. Well, in the neighborhood I live in, and they try, and they don't do it every year, but they have been trying to do it, because in New Orleans they do it a lot, but they'll get together and buy like a 6 or 7 foot tree, you know, and they come with the lights and all on them. Usually you can get them $30, $40, and they'll deliver them and set them up in your yard, like in your neighborhoods. So that's just what they're trying to get going. So it's pretty, and it's not real expensive or anything. No, the tree goes in my house is because it's, you know, anytime you start getting up 9, 10, 11 feet, it gets crazy. I can put a 12-foot tree. I got 12-foot ceilings, but that's 12-foot tree, the bottom's going to be this big around. It's be like having a forest in my house. I mean, as it is, this one I got is pretty big. Mm-hmm. The one I wanted, no, I couldn't get the one I wanted. No, somebody else bought it, that's why. And trees were expensive this year, and there were very few of them. There's a tree shortage. And then a bunch of them got hung up at the Canadian border for weeks, sitting up there dying. Yeah, it's just how the country's been working for the last 6 or 7 years. Under Obama, things got really effed up. And we got all our priorities upside down, stupid, and backwards. And under Trump, it's just a constant fight trying to get back to just normal. Well, because most of what the liberals talk about, even today, no one cares about. They get on these things that were passed. As a nation, we're past them. They're trying to go backwards, not forward. Yeah. Well, they're not going to get the black vote like they used to. That's changing. Well, because under the Democrats, the lowest unemployment rate under Democrats was like 16%. Under the Republicans, it's always lower. Under Trump, it doesn't exist. It's the lowest in history. It's more than that. He's given more, way more. He's done more for blacks in 2 years than Clinton and Obama did in 16. Yeah. That's just pathetic is what that is. And you know what? Blacks are realizing that because they're being called out on it. Nick, I call out my friends all the time. But I said, well, tell me what Obama did for you. I know what Trump's done for you, which is way more than Obama did. But go ahead, tell me what Obama did. And they can't because there's nothing. He did nothing. Healthcare, he didn't do healthcare. Congress did healthcare. According to Nancy Pelosi, she did healthcare. Remember what Nancy said? Let's get it passed, and then we can read it afterwards. That's why it collapsed upon itself, because it was garbage. The individual, no, the mandate's gone. Trump got rid of it. Yeah, you don't have to buy insurance anymore. And look, more people bought it. I told everybody that was going to happen. Everybody, oh, no. I said, when you force Americans to do something, they rebel. When you give them the choice, they don't. They took it away. More people started getting it. Obama just couldn't understand it. Neither could Nancy Pelosi or Maxine Waters. Well, we started a thing. If Maxine's going to try to impeach Trump, we're going to try to get Maxine Waters impeached. Oh, man, she owes the feds money. She's done all kind of damn nasty things. Oh, yeah, I don't even know how she gets to be in Congress. You start investigating her, she'll be in prison. And what is it with the liberals' fascination with Alexandria Cortez? She's a socialist guy. She's going to ruin your party. America's not going to vote for socialists. You might get idiots in New York to vote for them. The only place the socialists managed to get in office so far is Connecticut and New York. The rest of the country's like, what are you, stupid? Do you not know what socialist is? I mean, and this girl is completely an idiot. we need to have standards for Congress. This girl's an idiot. I mean, she didn't know how many branches of Congress they were. She didn't even know what they were. She didn't, she still don't understand how it's working. She's saying interns should get paid all kind of buku money. No, they don't, Alexander. That's why they're interns. Whether it's in a hospital and legal presented, that's why they're interns. It's part of their schooling, you dumb bitch. No, it's not fair. No, it's quite fair. Because we're the ones funding their school. Yeah, I think it's quite fair. It's part of the learning process. But apparently, I guess she didn't go to college. Because she's an idiot. If she went to college, she went for some kind of stupid something. Well, if you get on like the O thing and a Huffington Post, all you're going to see is a hate on IC. Trump lashes out at what's her name for gay slur. Oh, I like this article. Good Samaritan makes citizen arrest after a woman attacks subway passenger. But then after that, all of it's just pretty much hating on Trump. I love it. Even though he's doing a great job for the country and conservatives and taking the world over, everybody says, oh, they don't like him overseas. Really? Then why has 85% of Europe gone conservative? Why were they chanting Trump in France? And wait, CNN made a big deal out of it. Said NBC, oh, they're not chanting Trump. And then for 2 days, they were telling Macron, why can't you be more like Trump, 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 Trump? They were chanting Trump. I seen it on BBC America. I seen it on BBC World. I seen it on a couple other stations. But for some reason, the coward media we call media wouldn't touch it. Because it makes Trump look good and Macron look bad. It's pathetic. The media today is cowards. Well, it's like the Michael Cohen thing. Cohen's going to say this and Trump's going to say, I never told him to do any of it. It's going to be his word, he said. And then there's the lawyer confidential thing. I'm not sure that Cohen's not going to actually end up in more trouble. You seen what happened to Stormy Daniels? She's got to pay $290,000 in legal fees and return the original $150,000 that Trump gave her. You see, the other girl got off of it. She said, leave it alone. And wait, so this was supposed to be a revelation, right? Remember, Mueller said, oh, but we already knew about this. Remember, both these women had come out and Trump had already talked about both of them. So why is the media treating this like a revelation when it's not? I don't know. Lost girls of Indonesia among the 61,000 dead and missing migrants. And you want to hate on America, right? Oh, my God. I know. VA mismanaged police force costing millions of dollars and leaving security gaps, investigation says. Why does that not surprise me? The Department of Veteran Affairs, it's been a joke since Obama took office. Trump tried to state it out, and Obama just let it go. All kind of horrific shit happened during Obama, and we don't even, you notice the media don't want to talk about it. If anything happens under Trump, that's all we hear about. Anything that happened, but we still don't. It's because they were cowards. Now, look at this. It's Mr. Magoo. Oh, my God, it's Mr. Magoo. In rebuke to Trump, Senate votes to halt U.S. support for Saudi-led war in Yemen. Okay. See, they're idiots. All they're going to do is drop the gas, price of gas up. That's all they're going to do. Right now, we're paying $1.79 down here. They're just going to keep it up, keep it up, keep it up until bam. Well, I'm telling y'all what's going to happen ahead of time. I can predict this is the easiest thing to predict at all. Y'all going to hate, 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 and they're going to hate right back. Trump uses this to keep Russia under control. Russia's money comes from oil, so the lower we keep the oil prices, the less money Russia gets. It also helps us with China and everybody else, but no, we think we just know better. I mean, lately, the Congress and the Senate just seem, I mean, the House and the Senate just seem broke. The Congress seems broke. It needs to be done. It needs to be re-led or something. Okay, this is just gross. Okay, I'm going to read it anyway, but this is gross. Some of the reports we get. Kotex sleek tampons recalled after reports of unraveling pieces left in body. Ladies, sue these people because that's just nasty. No, the thing being left. Anyway, I'm still confused by this. Excuse me, guys. A former Baylor fraternity president accused of rape is banned from graduation at a University of Texas campus. But he didn't get in any trouble. Was it a $400 fine or something? Yeah, he was accused. No one's ever proved anything. That's why I said accused. And see, by University of Texas banning him, he gets to sue him now because it's discrimination. Because you're innocent until proven guilty. What the fuck is wrong with you people? That you don't understand the basic fundamental of our country. You're innocent until proven guilty. Not guilty until proven innocent. This isn't Russia. I know y'all all want to become socialists. That's the first thing that's going to happen under socialism. Y'all are going to go to prison. And when you can prove you didn't do it, then you'll get out, which you won't be able to do because you'll be in prison. Morons. I know. President Trump won't host White House Christmas party for press this year. Go Trump. This is what I'd tell him, Trump. I'd give him the finger, buddy. Yeah, because they can't act like humans. Why would you let him in there? Oh, what are we going to let that moron from CNN in there so we can watch him act like an ass? I'm fed up with CNN. I don't even watch CNN and NBC anymore. I gave them up. I don't watch Fox either, but no, because they're all garbage. CNN and CNN's not even real news. I don't know what CNN is. CNN's just a joke. Most of MSNBC is a joke. No, the real NBC, the broadcast NBC, does a way better job than MSNBC does. Yeah, they're just a joke. I mean, they're just pathetic. And there's no journalism left, and there's no integrity. We just report anything, we say anything, we don't even check it out anymore. And they're, oh, well, we're sorry, and then that's it. There needs to be hardcore consequences for when journalists do this kind of stuff. Prison terms, huge fines, unemployment, but, you know. And here, right off the bat, here you go right after. U.S. confirms China soybean sale, but size disappoints. Okay, I don't know what size they said it was, and this is pretty much the size they said we were going to get, but for some reason, the media now, all of a sudden, it disappoints. And if for any reason size would have changed, it would have been because Canada arrested the Chinese woman. By the way, they arrested two Canadians in China. Yeah. So again, liberal does something stupid, we pay for it. No, Trump's doing a good job. He renegotiated them trade deals here so much. Obama was an idiot when it came to money. An idiot. The deals Obama made are so much better. I mean, the deals Trump's made are so much better than the ones Obama made. And I don't even like Trump, and they're better. I mean, way better. Just read it for yourself. Then you got to take my word. And look, Obama is the first president in the history of the United States to give $150 million to a terror state. To a terror state. And then turn around and give $4 billion for four people and untraceable cash that was used in wars against us. And what gets me is liberals think that was okay. Yeah, I know. Mexico looks better every week. Yeah, I wonder if they let these illegal immigrants down there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maria Butin pleads guilty to conspiracy as agent of Russia and USA. Mm-hmm. No, doesn't mean nothing for Trump. Yeah, it has nothing to do with Trump. Yeah, that's what they tried to do in the beginning, but that backfired on them. And then there's the other problem. That's why Manafort and Papadopoulos and them are all going against Mueller now, because they realized something. The way this case was originally started out was illegal. There was no crime. So if you started an illegal investigation, that means everything into the investigation, all the prosecution and all, will be overturned because it will be considered illegal. Yeah, that's why they're challenging them now. They're going to make them put all those – the reasons they got all those subpoenas, they're going to make it public. Oh, yeah. There may be some judges in trouble over this. That's what they were talking about the other day. When this really gets to pushing and shoving, if they try to go after Trump and this ends up in a court, well, you can't indict a sitting president, sorry. There's nothing Mueller can do. Congress can try to impeach him, but it takes a two-third vote of both the House and the Senate to impeach a president. You can't – and then wait, he don't even have to leave if he don't want to. He can still serve out his term. They'd have to do all that shit to physically remove him, and that would just start a revolution in our country. Impeaching Trump is dangerous. He's got big following base, much bigger than the media wants you to know about. Come on, the man has a 47% approval rate in this country. That's 5 points higher than Obama's best. Yeah. Obama currently was at 40% when he was right here and falling. And, you know, they all tried to say, oh, liberal media said, oh, Obama finished with 40%. Well, there's several polls out there. One we posted with 55,000 people took it. Biggest poll of any of them, Obama. He's got a 39% approval rating. And almost 50% of the people who took that poll were Democrats. So that's when you get a true bipartisan, you get true numbers. When you go to CNN or NBC or Gallup or AP, all you get is lefty numbers. That's why when they say, oh, Trump's got a 38% approval rating, then you're like, okay, well, you know 38% of liberals like Trump. Because that's all that means. When you any of those polls, that's all it means. Because think about it. Do you really think conservatives watch CNN or NBC or go to Gallup or Quinnipiac or AP? No, they don't. Most independents don't. And now most middle and centrals don't because they can't be trusted. They're leftists. And they prove it because none of us are going there anymore. And they're still coming up with these crazy poll numbers. And look, the last two elections proved the polls were wrong. The first election, you know, the presidential election showed how wrong the polls were, 10, 15% off. This last election said they were going to take the House, the Senate, and 28 governorships and more legislation. None of that happened. The only thing they took was the House, and they only took it by 36 seats. That's not even a huge margin. They lost seats in the Senate, and they lost seats in the government, and they maintained the governorships. The GOP's got 28 governors and 36 legislatures. Yeah, they got control of the country, and the Senate and the governorships. And they're not that far out in the House, so... That's why they got to be careful, because if you start going after Trump, they may start, and he did, he said, he may start going after him. If he starts thinking this thing was illegal, or this was that was illegal, they may go after him. That's because you can see what happened in Trump's office. That's what the next 2 years are going to be. And in the end, Democrats are going to get blamed for it. Dems, come on. That's why I left your party. You became like stupid. You think you know better than the rest of the country, and you don't. Listen to what your constituents tell you. Don't go listen to CNN. You go, CNN, NBC said we got to act like this. No, you morons. You have constituents that write to you daily. Listen to them. Ignore the news media because they're always wrong. And remember, politically correct is always wrong. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, Maxine Waters is an idiot. She's a racist at that. Look how she's treated Trump. Oh, she's a racist. She's anti-white all the way. Oh, I'd polygraph her in a heartbeat, guarantee she'd fail. She is the most racist. Shit, she's seriously racist. You know, like the Obamas. Anybody who went to Reverend Wright's church is a racist pig. That's how I never understood how the Obamas got in office. Because he's racist. He's admittedly racist. He hates white people. If you're attending that church, you're following the same beliefs. And there you are, one of the most racist people in our country, and we elected one of his followers. Yeah, it just shows how stupid America has become. It really does. You mean, I don't know if Obama, because the Kenyan president still says he was from Kenya. And his birth certificate is from Connecticut, and he lived in Hawaii. So there's something fishy there. And they're right about the two. When you take the Kenya one, and you take the one they say was his, it overlays perfectly. Well, the Kenya one came out first, not second. Yeah. So it still stinks. And then himself, he said, you can go to YouTube. There's at least 100 videos where he said he was Muslim and he said his country. And it wasn't this one. His own wife said it 100 times. But yet still, for some reason, we just ignored it. I don't know. Apple to add 1 billion Texas campus and thousands of jobs across the USA. We'll see, Apple. You talk a lot of time, but I ain't really seen you been coming up with much lately. Yeah, Pete, it's kind of crazy. Oh, you mean this one right here with Melania? Yeah, she's a hottie, ain't she? She ain't ugly like them last couple of first ladies we had. Yeah, she got some class. She got some style. She looks like she has some fun. She had her own money before she met Trump. That's what everybody forgets. Yeah, she was a millionaire in her own right. Yeah, now she's worth a lot more, but yeah, I mean, come on. Oh, she's just a dumb woman. Oh, give us a sign if you're being held hostage. Really? Well, sometimes you just got to go, what are you just stupid, press? That's what happens when you let kids run things. They're stupid. That's why the term young and dumb came up, because it's a real syndrome. The older you are, the more you learn. Now, just because you're old don't mean you're brilliant, but just in life lessons, you usually know quite a bit more than someone 30 when you're 60. We're not talking about campus knowledge. We're talking about life lessons. When you're 30, you don't really have that many, especially if you've been privileged. Just saying, people. But anyway, Melania Trump makes first lady history with Ride and Osprey. Osprey is a plane, you know, with the props that can take off vertically and land vertically. The wings tilt. Mm-hmm. Interesting stuff. And it just, and the wings go back and takes off. Go Trump, baby. I'm just saying, go. I think that's cool she did that. See, this goes back to tells you, this article speaks volumes for how sick the country has become. Joshua Trump, 11, is changing his name over bullying at school. They called him stupid. And where you at, liberals? Where you at, CNN? Where you at, NBC? What's going on? Oh, if this, his last name was Obama, he had to change it. Y'all be like, oh. Because his last name is Trump, you see? It proves my point every time. The media is corrupt. It's partisan. It doesn't care about anybody but itself. And it uses the liberals on a daily basis to try to push its own agenda. The media has been trying. The media ran the country for the last 8 years. Why do you think they were so upset when Trump won? They figured they were going to get another 8 years with Hillary because Hillary was stupid. She didn't know what was going on. You can tell that. I mean, with her servers and with Huma Dean and all the crap that went on it. Oh my God, it's just kind of sad. Well, actually. I don't know. We'll see about all of that in a minute. That's just pathetic, though. Why would you do that to a child? I mean, what's wrong with these kids? And why aren't these kids being called out? I think you should make every kid who bullied his kid's name public. I really do. I got a good mind to contact his kid's parents and ask them to find out who these kids are, and I'll make them public. They can sue me if they want. You want to bully? I can bully, too. I bully them, the parents, and everybody else. I ain't scared of their asses. That's wrong to bully an 11-year-old kid. That just says so how sick you are as an individual. I'll never understand bullying of children. I'm sorry. I was bullied when I was a kid, and then I got too big to be bullied. No, I didn't need to bully anybody. I didn't believe in it. Yeah. This here, and why the media isn't talking more about this is beyond me. Migrant group delivers ultimatum to Trump's administration. Two groups of Central American migrants marched on the U.S. consultant in Tijuana with a list of demands. So they said if Trump don't want to let them back in the country, he needs to give them all $50,000 and send them home. I mean, really? Obviously, someone told him to do this. More than likely, one of Soros or Cuba's people, because they've been caught now down there. Oh, yeah. We know for a fact they've been involved now. Or they don't want to talk about it, but they've definitely been involved. Because the media protects them. The South American and Honduras media and the Mexican media talks about it all the time, how these people were involved in this, how George Soros and Mark Cuba's was funding this. But the American media won't touch it. They're cowards. Well, they don't want to offend. They might not buy no commercials from them. I don't know. It's like I said, it's pathetic. At this point, it's just pathetic. Well, let me see if I can pull this one up right quick while we're doing that. Let me pull this one up over here. I'm sorry, guys. I got articles on three different computers. Well, the ones over here on Yahoo, I'm going to have a hard time seeing. Mm-hmm. Let's see. What the hell is this? We don't want to see that. Where did that come from? I know. How damn these things pop up. Let's see if we can get it again. Prosecutors probing Trump inauguration spending. Why did they probe Obama's? That's what I'm saying. I mean, there are actually all kind of things they're doing here that's just not even fair. There's no evidence of anything for any problems with that, but they're going to probe it anyway. Yeah, because the media and the liberals, like in New York and all, their goal is to get rid of Trump at any cost. I'm telling you, liberals, you're going to kill your party doing this. The hate's going to be overwhelming against you. You didn't believe me when I told you you were going to lose last time. I told you we're going to lose all three, the House, the Senate, and the presidency, and you did. I told you it was going to happen this election. I told you it was going to happen election before that and election before that. I'm telling you guys, I predicted you losing the House after Obama and then the Senate, and then losing the House and Senate for good. You just got the House back. You still lost the Senate. I've been right on, guys. I'm telling you, if you try to impeach this president or bring him out short of him losing the next election, you will destroy your party. You may even start a revolution. He has got a devout 70 million followers. This isn't like Obama. This isn't like Bush. You know, Obama's followers are wishy-washy. They'll go back and forth just like Hillary's were. Well, no. I mean, Hillary, the problem for Obama or for Hillary was that she got as many votes as Obama did. She just didn't win the Electoral College. Trump did. That's just the way the map worked out. I really just think people just didn't want to. No, they wanted something new. They didn't like what Obama did for 8 years. They didn't like where the country was going or anything else. The only person, the only people that are responsible for Trump is the Democrats. And they haven't learned their lesson. They just haven't. And they're going to screw themselves up again. You would think they would have learned from the Tea Party and Republicans, but they're not. And now there's a movement to split their party. They want to split the progressives away from the rest of them. Yeah, they might as well say the socialists away from the rest of them. Yeah, well, oh, you mean the government shutdown? Look, let's just be honest about this. The Republicans shut the government down under Obama. It had no effect on any of us, none. It didn't even really even affect anything else. Yeah, a couple people didn't get paid, but other than that, it didn't. Let's just be honest about it. And so if Trump, they closed all the federal monuments. Ooh, yeah, that's the end of the world. That's just stupidity. No, because in the end, he doesn't have to sign anything. Either, you know, he's the president. He can veto it. And a two-year time is not enough time to get it through the House three times. It's not going to happen. Yeah, in order for them to override a veto, they've got to get it through the House three, because he can veto it up to three times. And then the fourth time, if it gets passed again, it can become a law. They're not going to be able to do that in 2 years. And if they don't, they're going to lose the House. Odds are, the way things usually happen, they will lose the House in the next election. Especially if nothing gets done. Remember, for 2 years, this country's been moving and shaking and things have been getting done. If all of a sudden they come to a grind and halt because the Democrats took, it's going to be on the Democrats. And I really hate to say this, but I think they're so old and too stupid they don't realize. I think Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer have gotten dogmatic and just don't understand what their party's about. Who sent me this? Oh, Kate Middleton surprises fans by driving herself to Buckingham Palace. Okay, that was cute, but that wasn't real news. But we'll let's slide because it's the holidays. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we might do some Christmas stuff for the holidays. Anyway. So the attorneys came out about this and said none of this was true. It was all just accused and the girl was lying and blah, 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 and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And it was all forced and made up. Well, that's the problem when it's one-on-one. Who do you believe? If there's no physical evidence, it's hard to put someone in jail without physical evidence. Because it's your word against her word, or his word against her word, or her word against her word. There's been a lot of lesbian rapes lately for some reason. Yes, that's her word against her word. But Josh, you might be right. There's a lot of stuff that women are doing now that they never did before. It's newfound freedom. Well, come on. In the last 2 years, 144 female teachers in prison for sleeping with their students. Yeah, I mean, that's far past the amount of men. I mean, it's like dwarfed it. That's crazy. And these are all young millennial women, too. Most of them in their 20s. Attractive. Yeah, it's something screwed up in their head. And, main suspect in Strasbourg attacked and killed in gun battle with police officials. Yeah, they haven't found this guy. They don't even know if this is the guy or not. They've been looking for the guy. Yeah, they're not really. Well, yeah, they got to do something. They can't be, you know, letting people think this guy got away and got into Germany and stuff. Yeah, I have no idea. Anyway, let's. Who said that? Why are you hating on Mueller? Well, I think he should have. Yeah, I agree. He should have stepped aside and let somebody else take over. But they should let the case go on. This right here, the Medal of the Future, this is an interesting article. Y'all should check this out. This is some really new, interesting material. Really sounds like it's going to revolutionize things in our country. You ought to give it a try. Cop accused of raping relative says sex was consensual. Well, I mean, again, he said, she said. How do you get around that? We need to really figure out a real polygraph test, one that really works. I don't know how, people, but because I do voice stress analysis and polygraph. Voice stress is very accurate, so is polygraphs, but still, there is an element in there. It's not 100%, anywhere from 93 to 98%, depending on who's doing it. But you can't, it's not admissible in a criminal court. It is admissible in a civilian court, a civil court, and it can be used for hiring and firing people. Oh, yeah. People for inventories and stuff like that. The FBI uses it. The CIA uses it. So, yeah, they do consider it a good tool, but we don't use it in courts. I don't know. Well, we'll see where all this all goes. Well, I'm still telling you, I know what Trump's lawyers are going to go after. They're going to say that the whole thing is based on a lie, because this is what's going to happen. If Mueller can't prove collusion with Trump, or if he can't prove Russia was involved with Trump, then remember, there was no evidence from day one. Yeah, they made a lot of this up, and they used that fake dossier. So if he can't prove this, that means that this was a witch hunt. And he did everything he can to go after Trump, but he did it illegally because it didn't involve anything he was looking for. So they'll get, I'm telling you, they're going to get thrown out. It don't matter what the Congress says. It's going to get tossed because it's going to be an illegal investigation. And I have heard dozens of lawyers and dozens of judges already said this is an illegal investigation. You had to have evidence to start the investigation. And the guy who started it was definitely an anti-Trump. All of that's going to come into play. And remember, and even if you can get him in front of a trial, you're going to have to get 12 Americans. And remember, it's got to be a jury of his peers, which means there'll be at least 6 Trump supporters. You're not going to get a prosecution. You're wasting America's money and time. And Mueller already knows all of this. Most of the media already knows all this, but still, they're not going to. Let's see. Huffington Post. Alexandra Cortez is a moron. Extremely big dimwit. Wow. Okay. We can go with that. I wonder what happened. She must have peed on the Huffington Post or something. Teen attacked. Whoops, sorry about that. Teens attacked in mall parking lot says alleged assailants yelled, "You dumb white girls." So it's a racial attack. Well, they're saying it black people. The articles, well, because. Okay, that's another thing about the media today. If something happens and a white does it, they always say white people. They've been trying not to use the black word. Good or bad, it's all in the way you look at it. It's kind of racist, actually. What are you going to do? There's a lot of discrimination in our country, and there's a lot of discrimination against young whites right now. And frankly, I think it's kind of sick. I've said this 100 times. Anytime you have to discriminate against somebody for somebody else to have a right, you're already blew it. Completely and totally and utterly already blew it. That's where you are. Hey, what's up, Ugly? I got 15 minutes. That's my son just walked in, guys. Y'all can't see him. He's hidden in the corner. Here, let me see. I'll show y'all. If you don't run and hide. Oh, there he is. Look. See that? Look, you think he ain't as good looking as daddy, though. Anyway, we get back to the news. And he's just checking on me. By the way, okay, remember this girl? I still don't get this story. They've been looking for this girl in Colorado for 4 days, right? 3 days. There was 3 people in this mine, by the way. But for some reason, They only would talk. Now, this girl's cute. I'm not saying she's ugly or anything, but come on, it was two other people in there. They got lost in the mine. Well, they thought that, like, the brother or somebody killed them or something, but they found them in the mine. They were drinking, you know, mine water and stuff like that. They survived, and they're no worse for the wear and tear. It's nice for a happy ending. Yeah, you know, usually when young women go missing, it's rarely a happy ending. So I'm just glad it's a happy ending. There was two ladies and a guy that were in the thing, and that's where they are. Sophia storms continue to move east with flooding possible in southwest. Yeah, it's been raining pretty good here all day. My wife and I were out shopping at Kohl's today. Yeah, I love Kohl's. Yeah, it's because it's like fun, man. They've always, 50% off this and 30% off for using your credit card and another 10% off of that. It's crazy crap. But it's just fun. We went and had lunch at Cheddar's. For a second time we've eaten there. Yeah, they're okay. Yeah, I know, Glenn, I'm getting a free plug, but what does it matter? It's good food. Mm-hmm. You know, we eat out a lot. We do a lot of reviewing. We're well known on Google for reviews, my wife and I. And we reviewed from, I got reviews from as far out as California. Well, from coast to coast, actually. We do a lot of traveling. Oh, here we go. Farm bill passes despite President Trump's food stamp preference. Really? He had to sign it. Anytime you hear shit like this, you got to go, really? Well, why didn't he veto it? He could. I don't know. Every time. Oh, you're talking about Lily. No, Lily's off until the 8th. I think Jeffrey's off until the 8th, too. So is Christina George, for that matter. I know these damn lazy hosts. What can I say? I know. Leave y'all poor listeners out in the cold. I know, guys. I'll get y'all somebody. Don't worry. I know they're evil like that. It's Christmas, and they just hang y'all at a curb just because it's Christmas. Oh, it sucks. Banned from the Olympic movement for sexual misconduct, these men are still coaching kids. Yeah, well, somebody needs to check on that instantly. Oh, this is an interview I did with Yvonne Smith talking about alien abductions. This was a while back, actually. I think this was in 2010. It's a blast from the past, and if you'll be reposting from time to time. Tabloid company reaches deal with investigation in Trump hush money. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, no telling where that's going. Oh, my girlfriend here. Y'all didn't notice my girlfriend? Yeah. I go fly over every once, give her a little booty, you know, give her a hug. She's kind of, you know, she's having a hard time. She flew me over last week. Theresa May, she flew me over last week because, you know, she had a hard time with this Brexit deal. So I was massaging her and telling her, it's going to be okay, baby. You can work through this Brexit deal. I told her a few secrets. And sure enough, she won the election. She's still in control, and Brexit's going to go through. See what a little love and attention can do? Mark, you know I'm kidding, right, dude? Well, I do like Theresa May. She better than that Cameron guy. I don't know. Michael Cohen, Trump's former lawyer, sentenced to 3 years. Good for him. And that's all these high crimes. See, people, if you'd have committed these crimes, they say he did, you'd be doing 30 years, but he's going to get three. Remember how bad the media made him sound, how horrible the crimes were, and he's going to get 3 years? And wait, it's nothing for Trump told him to do. This was for tax evasion and shit. Yeah, I mean, come on. Fentanyl, now America's deadliest drug, federal health officials say. Well, ban it. Y'all gonna have to stop hating on pain pills because people need pain pills. There are some people with terminal pain. Y'all have to get off that. As it is, there's fixing to be a big old lawsuit from us old people because you're treating us like drug addicts when the drug addict problem is amongst the 30-year-olds. Yeah, mostly millennials. Because millennials can't even control their own ass. They're the first entitled, they're the first true entitled generation of America. Whether they're white, black, or Hispanic, or Asian, they're entitled. Oh, yeah. Oh, what do you mean? Really? You go walk through the ghetto and see if it's ain't holding a $1,000 phone and a $500 pair of shoes on. Yeah, that's entitled, my friend. Yeah, just because you choose to stay somewhere because it's cheaper rent don't mean you're not entitled. Well, there weren't really any ghettos left in New Orleans. They were torn down after Katrina. Yeah, we just built housing for everybody. Yeah, ghettos were a bad idea and still are a bad idea. Yeah, surely but surely they're getting done away with in America. Well, California's just going to turn into one big ghetto. Hey, I'll talk. You know what my solution is? Let all the immigrants into Cali. Like Cali, we have some people at the Cali board. It's better. We'll put the wall around Cali. Make Cali pay for the wall. Well, Trump said, and Huffington Post tried to say it wasn't true, but I went and looked at the numbers myself because you can't trust them, lying bastards. He said that the savings on the NAFTA alone would pay for the wall, and he's right. The first year of NAFTA is going to save something like $11 billion or $12 billion. Over the next 10 years, it's going to save us like $100 billion. That's how much money Obama was going to lose for our country, $100 billion. Yeah, he's a moron, Obama equal moron, at least when it comes to money. No, I don't dislike Obama. Look, I said this from day one. I said the Democrats were making a big mistake because if they would have let Hillary run, because Hillary actually won the primary, not Obama. Remember, they cheated her. They took away Florida and Texas and said they didn't get their votes in time. That's why Obama won. And the reason the DNC did that is they didn't think a white old lady could beat the old man McCain and his crippled up self, but they figured a black guy might, because it'll be the first time they could fall in some sympathy votes for some whites. And of course they were right. I don't know that I think Hillary would have won. I think Hillary would have beat McCain. And then we would have had 8 years of Hillary. We'd had 8 years of Obama's in the Senate. He would have actually learned what the hell he was doing. He could have ran after Hillary, probably would have won. And they would have had 16 years of running the country, but they didn't. They acted like asses and cheated, just like they cheated Bernie Sanders from Hillary. Yeah, I mean, they just – that is – and you want to put these people – but they're cheating themselves, and you want to put them in charge of our country. They're hating on their own, and then you're letting them loose with us. What is wrong with you? It's like that little idiot Cortez. Oh, my God. Oh, I'd love to – if I ever see her, I will come down to her like a ton of bricks. She's an idiot. She thinks she can speak fast and shit. Apparently, she ain't run across anybody good yet. I've heard her speak. I'd have her for lunch. I'd be like, look, little girl, why don't you go back to your mama and daddy and go back to sucking on your nudie, because apparently you don't know anything about anything. And then I'd just start schooling her ass and say, well, you think you do? Tell me what this means. Tell me what that means. Tell me how you do this. Why does Congress work this way? Why do we have to do this for Congress? Why is it in less than 10 minutes, everybody in the country would be laughing at her. It's so bad, even CNN has started to attack the dumb broad. No, no, it's derogatory when I say dumb broad, but she is. No, when you're intelligent women, that's what I call them. Well, you don't think she got it based on her brains. No, 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 no. You don't know, but it's easy to win an election when you're pretty, male or female. It helps that you got some behind you, but, you know, some oof. No, not your behind, moron. Anyway. Man steals foot-long sub by stuffing sandwich down his pants. Come on. Well, one thing's for sure, they're not going to win that sub back. Really, I mean, oh, well, I'm going to steal this sub and stick it down my pants. Yeah, okay. Just, what kind of idiot does that? What, do you think he's going to run with a foot-long down his pants? Oh, man, that's crazy. I took action. I took her life. 16-year-old football player charged with murder and pregnant girl. See, a 16-year-old boy. Don't even know anything about life. Going to spend the rest of his life in prison, probably 60 or 70 years. No, he might get out 40 or 50, but this was cold-blooded. Oh, those kind of stories tear me up. It's just hard, man. I mean, these people are beginning their life. Senate Republicans Hatch, Grizzly, and Kennedy push back and significance of Mueller and Sidney's sentences memos. Yeah, whatever. Well, they're going to fight the effect. Alaska mooch poacher fined $100,000 and sentenced to jail. Well, stop poaching the moose, morons. There are reasons why Meghan Markle keeps training her baby. Know that she's an actress. That's why she keeps doing it. Yes, she's a performer, people. Everything she does is a performer. Just watch her. It don't take long to figure out most of what you see from Meghan is fake. Well, I'm sure she's a real person somewhere, but not when she's in public. Yeah, you can get over that. Mm-hmm. And then I love this article, how Nancy Pelosi massively dismantled Trump. Really? Did you watch that Huffington Post? Is anyone in this paper, and stop, y'all, stop sending me Huffington Post. I'm a banned him from my thing. Emily Peck. That's her name. Emily Peck. Emily Peck. I'm like pecking someone on the head. She's a moron. Oh, Nancy Pelosi. Okay, Emily. First off, obviously, you didn't watch the video because Nancy came off as an idiot. Then Nancy goes and gets on TV and talks about his manhood, makes it look like she's 12. But you think that's masterfully dismantling Trump? If you want to see someone masterfully dismantled, I can show you a lot of people who can do it quite well. Like I'm masterfully dismantling your moronic article that makes no sense and has no any realness to it. Yeah, because all you have to do is watch the damn video. Anybody that comes off watching a video is not going to think Nancy's a hero or did anything masterful. They're going to think she acted like a 12-year-old. Yeah, and then when she got on TV later on and talked about Trump's manhood, you got to be kidding me. She should be disbanded and thrown out of Congress for that alone. I mean, come on. Yeah. Female soldier asked to leave flights, cops call. Yeah, she should have kicked our asses. Kathy Lee Gifford says goodbye. Kathy, I never liked her when she was with Regis. I was glad to see her go. And that's another one that just thinks her own ass smells good. Yeah, just saying, that's what she thinks. She thinks her poop don't stink. Mexican leader says he's talked with Trump about migrant jobs. I'm sure he has. NASA InSight lander proves it's on Mars with a selfie. Why? Somebody was saying it wasn't on Mars? I know, huh? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Well, people, we're getting ready to get out of here because, of course, Michael Angley will be up doing the news right after me with Michael Angley Live. He'll be on in about 10 minutes. Yeah, it's... Oh, Trump's a blast to watch. And the fact that he makes all these people so mad is a kick to me. It really is. Because these people do it to us. I'm just glad somebody's doing it to them. Why? Voyager 2 is in interstellar space, but still not out of the solar system. Because the solar system technically is over 2 light years. I mean, technically, our sun still has an effect even as far as 4 light years, which is Proxima Centauri. Mm-hmm. Mom of teen accused of killing his younger sibling says he's not the same child that he was before. Uh-oh. Mueller ordered to turn over documents on Flynn questioning. Oh, man. Mueller, they're going to start going after your case, dude. You should have known this. You know, they are going after his case because there's a lot of lies, a lot of missed stuff, and a lot of stuff based on false accusations. Yeah. Anyway, what are you going to do? But again, guys, we've got to get out of here. I hope everyone has a good Christmas. I'll be back next week, so I know we still got a week before Christmas, but go out and enjoy. Have some fun. Don't let the people make you crazy. Remember, it's Christmas. Take your time. Enjoy the experience. You know, I do. I try to anyway. Yeah, I really try to. It's not always easy to do, but I try to. Oh, this was the guy who was executed for the, yeah, he was just recently, this is the Stormy Daniels payout. But anyway, we're going to get out of here. I don't want to keep running up articles on y'all. Yeah. Again, thanks everyone for tuning in to News on the Flip Side, Thursday's edition with Joe Montalvo. Oh, wait, got to break the news. Oil jumps as Saudi targets American refineries for supply cuts. And why? And why? Because we stopped backing them in Yemen. Like I just said, people, if you... You see, the Senate just screwed you. Yeah. Because they want to be PC. Oh, let's be PC. Now let's screw America because we're going to be PC. Oh, shut up. I know I do that well. Anyway, guys, yeah, thanks again for tuning in to News on the Flip Side, Thursday's edition. Coming up next is Michael Angley on Michael Angley Live. And good night, everyone. Oh, be sure to go listen to the Dr. J show I did tonight with Dr. J Live. Good night, everybody. Good night.
This season, Raising Cane's welcomes Frosty the Snowman.
What a neat thing to happen to a nice guy like me.
To celebrate, we've created gift cards, a special Frosty the Plush Puppy, and Cane 3 calendar. Net puppy and calendar proceeds benefit local pet organizations.
Let's make a party out of it. Let's have a parade.
And no party is complete without hot and fresh 24-hour marinated chicken fingers with cane sauce. Happy holidays from Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Own Frosty the Snowman on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital.
What if every time you went out, you could cash in? Now with the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment, like their first taste of guacamole.
Ew, gross.
And 4% cash back when you take your kids to the museum for the first time.
Whoa, buddy, don't touch that.
No matter your reason for going out, now you have four more. Introducing the new Saver Card from Capital One. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.